welcome to the Planting Wildflowers podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Leonardis, and I couldn't be happier that this moment is here. Sharing this podcast with you has been on my mind and in my heart for a really long time. In fact, I started a podcast a couple years back. I did an episode or two and it fizzled out. From that, I learned that just because you want to do something doesn't necessarily mean the timing is right until it is. Alignment is really key when you're bringing your work, your passion, and ultimately your voice all together. So this moment in time is extra special to me because that alignment feels so awesome. And now I get to invite you to hang out here in this space with me for an awesome experience. I've met some extraordinary people on my 7-year adventure in the world of holistic health. I've learned so much. I've been exposed to new ideas, new traditions, and this podcast is a culmination of those people and ideas. You're going to love these conversations. Some of them will have you feeling like you've had the blinders removed, and some of them will serve as confirmation for the decisions you've already made. They're all designed first and foremost to inspire you, to offer you a different perspective on topics such as natural health, hot topics like immunity, breast health, and most certainly mental wellness and emotional well-being. You're going to hear from mainstream thinkers as well as true-to-earth hippies here. You're going to gain exposure to new thoughts on female leadership, raising emotionally secure kids. We're also going to talk about current ways of thinking and doing, and we're going to go back to ancient wisdom, the root of it all, Ayurveda. The name Planting Wildflowers suggests a sense of free thinking. I named it this with a lot of thought and consideration, and I believe that we're all wildflowers, and I love the notion that wildflowers bloom where they're planted. Some grow in radical conditions. Wildflowers often mingle with other colors and kinds, and the common feature in wildflowers is that they all lean into the light. If you're picturing wildflowers growing openly in a field or wherever, you will think of them and you'll think of them leaning towards the sun. You'll understand the feeling of this podcast. That's the vibe right there. When you pick wildflowers, you can create this bouquet of diversity and impact. And those are representative of the people here on this podcast. The ideas that we consider in our time together are the seeds we plant for the future. Planting wildflowers is born. If you've never really considered yourself much of a wildflower, I hope these conversations will reveal layers of yourself, your true self, that deserve getting to know. As for me, I want to tell you just a little bit about me, so that you know who you're listening to here. I believe my closest circle of people would describe me as kind, supportive, and open. That's the kapha dosha in me, which is an earth element, and it's one that I'm really proud of. My top strength is connectedness, followed by empathy, ideation, activation, and positivity. Hosting this Planting Wildflowers podcast allows me to tap into what I'm really good at. And this is what has brought me to you. I'm also a big doTERRA oil user, so you'll hear talk of the oils in many of these conversations. I've seen them give so many people so many incredible results. So I love integrating them into almost all aspects of conversation, certainly all aspects of my own life. I'm also an Ayurvedic consultant. I'm a life coach, and I'm currently a yoga student. I'm actually a lifelong student. I'm always enrolled in a program where I can learn, actually. And it just seems like all of my interests seem to dovetail with one another. So I'm just going to keep following that trail of information. and see where it leads. Just keep going. That's what keeps me a perpetual student. In fact, I remember a quote that really resonated with me, and it was, "If you're not growing, you're dying." When you listen here at this podcast, it's going to be my hope that you'll feel like you've just sat down on the living room couch with a cup of tea or coffee and that you're with your friends. My conversations with these special guests will be guided intuitively, and I have a feeling that the questions that I will ask would be ones that you would ask yourself. So consider me your guide. Your guide to uncovering the very best information and really getting familiar with the experts that we have the privilege of listening to here on this podcast. I also hope that what you learn in these episodes will inspire you to take some action in your own life. Perhaps what you hear will create some ease for you, or maybe it will spur you on to a new idea that offers you joy. What I know for certain is that these conversations will be time well spent. And because time is a non-renewable resource, I'm going to tell you right now how grateful I am to you for spending some of your time with me and these amazing guests. It's an honor to serve as your guide on the Planting Wildflowers podcast.